Good morning and welcome to the program. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Friday morning. Do take care on the highway. I know I saw another text on the line reminding people, throw your lights on, especially earlier this morning. It was dark or dusk, or I should say dawn, not dusk. And the number of vehicles, I guess, driving without their lights on makes it tough to see. There's still some parts of the province where light snow is falling. We're going to see rain likely in that southwest corner of the province. And when you've got freezing temperatures, it causes, obviously, for some challenges on the highway. So lots of people texting in with their thoughts on the text line about that. So do take care as you're driving around. No doubt the RCMP will be out there in full force, just making sure people are keeping safe on the roads. It's been a while since we have had the opportunity to check in with the RCMP. I am not going to go through the whole conversation on Rhonda Blackmore at this point. We have talked about that extensively on the show, but the problem is we also don't want that void in our conversation about what's going on. Incredible work every single day in our province on behalf of the RCMP, working in all corners of the province, working in all communities in the province, and doing that great frontline work. We knew that after the decision was made to move Rhonda out of the position, that they would then have to replace Rhonda with someone. And interesting to me, the person that they brought in is someone that I actually know. I had the opportunity to work with the new assistant commissioner of the Saskatchewan RCMP, Robin McNeil, back when I was on the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police. Robin McNeil actually working on the East Coast in a municipal policing capacity, and then moved into the RCMP and now is stationed in Saskatchewan as the assistant commissioner here. This, the first opportunity that Assistant Commissioner McNeil and I have had to chat, and I'm happy to have him on the program. Assistant Commissioner, thank you so much for being here.
Evan, thank you so much for having us.
How's the transition been from the East Coast to Saskatchewan?
Well, ironic that you're asking me that on a day that's a little chilly this morning and the roads are starting to see a little bit of cover, but certainly I'm into my 6th month now, and it has been, frankly, it's been amazing.
That's good. Well, and I mean, I always say there's lots of similarities from the prairies to the East Coast, not in geography, perhaps, but in the people. I don't know if you've found that.
I would say the same. What I would say, Evan, if I could just give a, you know, it's obviously my first opportunity to speak to some of your listeners. And so, again, thank you for that opportunity to connect. And, sir, since my arrival, obviously my first, the weeks are spent in Regina for the most part, getting to know our machine and our people here, ensuring we're having a connection with the government, with their expectations of the RCMP. But the weekends have largely been out on the road, getting to detachment, seeing where our people work and in some cases where they live. And on all those road trips, it's allowed me to connect with a variety of people in our province. And I would concur with exactly what you said. Everyone engaging, helpful, privileged, frankly, for the opportunity to be able to see them in their communities, but also that just a helping hand, people wanting to reach out and do what they could to help their neighbor. And so really refreshing for me to be part of that, particularly when I arrived, obviously, in the throes of fire season. It really gave me an opportunity to kind of see where some of those communities were evacuated and the impact on that it was having. Our members, of course, were still there, so some of those detachment visits were during very stressful times where our people were experiencing the same impact of the community, but they were left behind to help out protect the community, but also provide some support with the SPSA and the important work they were doing. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, it has been your opening, I think, is an important way for me to acknowledge it. It has been humbling to see the amount of work our people are doing in very challenging times from one tip of the province to the other. And that's not just regular members. We talk a lot about wanting more police. At the end of the day, there is a whole machine here. Mm-hmm. Of people from local support staff to folks in headquarters, making sure that we can do all we can as your Saskatchewan RCMP.
Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil is my guest this morning. So let's start with the Weyburn shooting. I know, Assistant Commissioner, I'll say it. I know that the RCMP have said what we've given you is what we've given you. But can we just talk about the importance of this investigation, the priority of this? This was extremely rare, not just for our province, but for the country. Talk about the importance given to this investigation once this incident happened in September.
Yeah, thank you. As stated, there's only so much I'll be able to give. And I think I'll start off by saying, once again, acknowledging the loss of Tanya Myers. Obviously, that's a human, that's family. There are people that are missing a loved one. But there are also other people who were involved very close in this file, and we can't lose sight of the fact that there were tragedies in this very set of unique circumstances. It was something that we've not experienced, I would say, very frequently. It is a very infrequent matter. Immediately, the teams were able to put themselves, and then when I say teams, obviously that starts with the initial response, and that initial response was supported by local agencies of police jurisdiction as well. This was not just an RCMP response, your public safety partners engaged, but from an investigative standpoint, it's been all hands on deck, frankly, since I've arrived on a variety of things, and in this case, they've done a significant amount of work. I'm extremely impressed with the investigative effort, but also that specialized effort that happens behind the scenes for folks to be able to put this case to a conclusion. Now, certainly, I know you will recognize there's been a significant amount of chatter, I understand, on social media channels. What I would say to our listeners and in general to the public, although this is alarming, we need to do all we can now. This is before the courts. We need to do all we can to stop the speculation online and hopefully get ourselves to a space that says the courts now have this and we need to be able to ensure that this person has access to the justice system as we would want it to be.
So, you know, when something like this happens, I mean, obviously one of the things that we talked about on our program is just this fear of if this was a random act of violence, not an accident, is it safe to be driving in the province? And we talked with your crew about that, your organization, about the safety. And while we were told the investigation is ongoing, there was no indication that there was a worry about a safety concern for other users of the highway. Can you at least tell us, did you early on identify the suspect and then that gave you the ability to reassure Saskatchewan people it was safe?
I don't think I'll talk much about the connection with the suspect. I will say early on, the Saskatchewan RCMP, in conjunction with some of our partners, you would have noticed early on an increased response there. Some of that obviously was to try to provide some comfort for the community. There was a heavy visibility and presence, but it, at the end or very early on, we were comfortable in taking the position that there was no increased safety risk at this point. And as I say, very proud of the work that went into this file.
Will we have a chance? And I've faced questions like this in my old job as well, Assistant Commissioner, after the court case is done, to talk with you further and to further understand how this whole thing unfolded?
We may. I think, as I say, right now I'm very focused on ensuring that people of Saskatchewan know that a professional investigation took place. Someone has been charged. There's a victim of this crime. I want to make sure that our system has the ability to ensure that now the accused has access to a fair trial, but also that facts are the facts. Those will come out through the court system as our trial evolves. But certainly in the meantime, I would want to make sure that not just with this investigation, but we treat all of our victims and investigations equally. I think at the end of the day, this is but one tragic event of many events that we are currently working through as a province. And I want to make sure that people understand that each of those victims are also worthy of our attention.
Commanding Officer of the Saskatchewan RCMP, Robin McNeil, is my guest. Let's stay on the highway for a second because there was a release recently that Saskatchewan RCMP put out. We have seen a rise in fatal and serious injury collisions. In fact, I think, sadly, we're at an all-time or at least a high in recent years for 2025. Can you talk about that, thoughts on what's causing that and what you are doing through the organization to prevent further injuries?
So, and I will talk about it in that order, Evan. I think really appreciate the question. We know that it has been a focus of mine since I've arrived. I won't say numbing, but I do think that it is surprising to me with the number of fatalities we have had on our roadways we're seeing a surprising amount that actually requires a significant amount of public attention. We've done all we can to make sure we have a big public outreach on this. I know your show and others have done what they can to try to educate the public. But in our numbers so far today, we are sitting at 84 fatalities and 79 collisions on the roadway. That's an alarming statistic. It is significantly higher, about 23% higher from last year's fatalities on our roadways and almost 20% more victims on our roadways. So what I would say is, and I think Superintendent St. Germain and Inspector Knelson through social media channels and other interviews, we've been open about this. We need people to wear their seatbelts. We need people to stop driving impaired. And we need to know if you are on a quad or now soon snowmobile, sled, you have the capability to operate the vehicle you're driving and you have taken all safety precautions, including a helmet. Mm-hmm. A large number of our highway accidents have resulted in ejections from vehicles because people aren't wearing seatbelts, and speed and alcohol have been a contributing factor to a number of those. So there are preventable measures that individuals can take for themselves, but certainly recognize the impact it has on our communities and our loved ones if we make different choices. So to your question about what we're doing, and I want to say this is an area that I've been quite impressed with when I've arrived. The province has obviously made significant investments in recent years, and our partner agencies have gotten together. So when you think about the provincial investments, specifically around the Saskatchewan Trafficking Response Team, obviously those are focused on one thing, and I think we'll get a chance to talk about that perhaps today. But also, they're on the roads. They're out there. The Saskatchewan Highway Patrol are out there. A variety of policing partners are there. But the investment from the province in the combined traffic services in Saskatchewan, they're doing amazing work on our roadways. But they need help. And help starts with individuals taking individual responsibility from the privilege of being able to drive a motor vehicle.
Assistant Commissioner, I'm wondering, are you good to stick around? I've still got a few things I want to chat about. There was a big drug bust your team was part of. There's a few things that I want to chat with you about, including current trends, some of the pressure points. But we're up against a commercial break. Are you good to stick around for a few more minutes?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, good stuff. Let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. We have Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil joining us from the Saskatchewan RCMP. We'll be back to finish up our chat here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Police on my back, they would catch me if I did drop back. Come and give me.
Thank you for being here this morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. If you are just joining us, we are having a conversation with the Saskatchewan RCMP Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil, who is joining me on the line. Robin, I'm wondering if we can talk a bit about the work done. I saw a recent news story, for example, Saskatchewan's RCMP North Battleford Crime Reduction Team and Gang Task Force with a fairly big file, 40 charges, cocaine, firearms, crossbow, and other weapons seized. Talk about the work this crime reduction team is doing and the difference it's making in the province.
Yeah, thanks. That's another strong investment from the province in recent years, and we've been able to capitalize on that investment, doing some really amazing work. That team in particular, but frankly, teams all over the province have been doing some really good engagement. I think a strong message from that particular date there on October 25th is we know there's gang activity. We're engaged in that, in tracking that gang activity, and if you're involved in that gang activity, we are coming for you. I will say that specific day, really good work by the team that did, you know, obviously those 40 charges against two adults, really important level of engagement, both from the drugs, but also the concerning weapons that were being seized during that investigation. But really proud of the work that team has done.
So what are the pressure points right now, Assistant Commissioner? We often talk about drugs, we talk about guns, we talk about gangs, but what, from a RCMP standpoint, what are the things that are still causing consternation and work for your front line?
Well, we're busy. I think in general, everyone knows that, and we're going to talk about that as we wrap this thing up. I think hopefully if you're out there, want to be in a police uniform, we're ready for you. But I would say we can't rest. We know our stats this year have both violent crime and property crime slightly down from last year. And I say we can't rest because simply last year was our highest crime rate in the last 15 years, give or take. And so that's positive. We see a reduction in violent crime. We see a reduction in property crime. But we still have much work to do. And that work actually, when I think about every one of these crimes, there's a victim to that crime. Our focus is ensuring that our communities are as safe as they can be, really engaging on that strong, safe, and secure Saskatchewan. We're heavily involved. These teams are allowing us to put the focus on top of the great work that the general duty folks do on every day. Those frontline police officers, the analysts, are gathering data, and that is allowing our teams to be able to focus on targets and become a bit more aggressive. And this investigation shows the results.
Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil is my guest. I know your team was involved. The Saskatchewan Highway Patrol recently pulled 46 kilograms of meth off the highway. Your team involved in that. How problematic do drugs continue to be in our province?
Well, I think our province, like any province in Canada, is struggling with the amount of drug and addictions that are impacting our communities. What I would say in this particular case, it really shows the collaboration that's occurring between our partners across the province. That provincial highway patrol team has been doing some really good work. Collectively, our roving traffic units are doing some amazing work out there and engaging and interdicting folks on the road. And as you say, we're public about the very big bus. What I would say, and you would know this from your experience, what I worry about in this province, Saskatchewan, is we talk about the big locations, but frankly, we are a conglomerate of hundreds of little towns, municipalities, villages, reeves that actually have, you know, a small amount of drugs getting interdicted by our general duty folks in those communities or the roving traffic patrol units is having a direct impact because those drugs were going nowhere else but the end of that dirt road where 400 people live. So a small amount seized, but frankly, per population would have had devastating effects. So I'm really impressed with the work, but as I say, that's not strictly an RCMP effort. There's a collective partnership effort in this province, and it is focused on reducing the amount of drugs getting into our communities.
I'm curious to know your opinion. You came from the East Coast in the work that you were doing out there in policing. Are you seeing a difference when it's gun-related crime here? Are you seeing a difference in the types of guns and where they're coming from than what you would have seen on the far East Coast?
No is probably the shortest answer. For your listeners, we'll try to tidy that up. But I would say, like every community, we have lots of violent crime. We have lots of weapons making it into the communities. Our job is to make sure we're doing all we can to interdict that, but also making sure that communities themselves have the confidence to be able to report what they know about crime in their area and that they have the confidence that we will do what we can to reduce that.
So last question I have, because we've talked and kind of followed the journey of making sure we're fully staffed in the province. And I've had this conversation with Minister Tim McLeod as well about the importance of ensuring that we don't have vacancies, for example. Vacancies occur, but there has been some aggressive work to try and fill those in the province. Can you give us an update? Where are we at from a staffing perspective in the province?
Thank you. What I would say is two items to that is obviously while we're trying to get to the issue of our staffing, but ultimately it's all police in the province are actually dealing with a staffing shortage. We want to make sure that everyone is getting their share. One police officer in any uniform, frankly, is improving the safety of lives of all of our communities. I would say that some of the work that we're doing right now is actually also recognizing we have a lot of members in this province today, and are we doing all we can to ensure that we are using those people in the locations that are best serving us based on our crime severity index and our stats that are happening. But to getting to the question of actually more, we'd like plenty more. We've got a direct recruiting unit here. We've got recruiting units that are doing significant outreach. We're very public about the events and community engagements they're doing. We do have an upcoming recruiting event. Knowing that we're pressed on time, I will simply say November 12th, love to see anybody who wishes to talk about mentorship. Come engage with us in Yorkton. But certainly what I will say, Evan, what we know is we've got three types of police officers working with the RCMP in the province. We've got folks who are from here, want to stay here. There's a bunch of those finding their way into depot right now. If you are a person from Saskatchewan who's worried about going to some other province, I can assure you we will find you a job in this province. There's plenty of work to do. We have people that didn't choose Saskatchewan, wouldn't have been our first choice, got forced to come here, and then they found something to fall in love with, whether that's a person or our communities or the fishing and wildlife, they've stayed. And we've got a few, obviously, in the RCMP that we want to be able to create an environment that says to them, if you wish to have your journey go somewhere else, we're going to try to help them continue their RCMP journey elsewhere. But from a community perspective, we're getting more cadets from depot at a rate right now that we haven't seen in a while. It's still not enough, but it is improving. We're doing all we can to continue to control that on our end. And I'd want to make sure that if anyone out there is thinking they might want to consider an opportunity, give us a call.
Assistant Commissioner, we'll leave it there. Thanks for giving us some time today. It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil with the Saskatchewan RCMP. Take our next break here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.